You're a hot DJ. You play great stuff. You're funny. You got a great sense of humor. Everything on the show is great, but that name, man.
It's the Insomnia Disco Revival Dance Party Podcast, a podcast showcasing the best in deep disco, Euro disco, and hot new hybrids such as flamenco and yoga disco.
This new song reflects everything that disco stands for.
All right, I admit, there is a little of that mixed into your electro drugs dose this evening, but not quite to that degree. This is Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions, and you're listening to Why Not with Don't Stop.
A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. I love Supreme.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, this is Charles Stepsic, the host of Insomnia Radio's The SoCal Sessions. Today's episode is fully devoted to electronica and club-oriented hybrids, all of which are coming from groups from the LA area, with one from San Francisco singing about LA. Anyway, the last song you heard, Music Is My Drug, quite true, that was from local favorites The Techno Squirrels, fresh off the release of their newest album, Plastic Makes It Possible, released on Rave Police Records late this last month. It follows strongly on the heels of their last release, and you can win the full length by contacting us. In an exclusive here at Insomnia, Lisa and Ryan of the Techno Squirrels are giving away several copies of this new release. Just fire me an email, charles@insomniaradio.net, and you'll be in the running to win this and potentially Sam Sparrow's brand new CD called Black and Gold, which we will be debuting a track from shortly. Previous to the Squirrels was the DJ voted number one in the world by SheJ, the world's largest community of female DJs, producers, promoters, and singers. was from DJ Rap, and that was the Long Walk on the Beach mix of Feel It. That comes courtesy of Proppa Talent Recordings and can be found on her Feel It Remixes release on one of the two indie labels that DJ Rap founded. Opening up our show were tracks by Why Not, who's a DJ from Goleta, on So Simple Records with his track Don't Stop. All of his albums, and those from the label, look to be free, by the way. Following him was a cornerstone of the LA electronica scene with George Seurat, featuring the vocals of Monique Powell, who you may know from her association with the band Save Ferris. Anyway, that track was called Emo, and is on his demo CD that you can contact him about. George has an extremely impressive bio, and he's been featured on numerous TV shows, scored over 20 episodes of Discovery Channel episodes, received accolades from most local press and radio here in LA, and the list goes on and on, which is great. It's quite impressive. Look him up at georgesara.com. Let's keep things going. This is a block featuring Sam Sparrow, Cassio, Angie B, and our friend Jim Markunis from the Crime Syndicate. See you in a bit.
I wanna be next to you, like a ghost. stars don't even matter. I'm filled to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, 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 black and gold.
Oh, This is Angie, hostess of the Chill Cast with Angie B, and I'm so excited about episode 82 that I had to tell you about it. I've got some great artists lined up, including new network band Foliage, featuring Leigh Nash from Sixpence None the Richer. I've also got a great new track by Zap Mama from the Podsafe Music Network, great tunes by Leisure Company, a remix by Bittersweet, and the new single from Samantha James' debut album on Ohm Records. Plus, I've got the premiere of Karma Coda's remix of Motherless Child by my band Love Spirals. Karma Coda will be giving away 5 more copies of their latest CD, Illuminate, only to Chillcast listeners. It's a whole half hour of lovely female vocals that you won't want to miss. So be sure to check out Chillcast82 at AngieB.com. See you there, baby.
Allow me to introduce myself. Macedonia the name, BSOTS the acronym for the website and the show you need to have within your podcatcher bin. Both sides of the surface. Independent and pod safe and worth the time it takes to zone out to the tones that show up in your headphones. Hip-hop, soul, funk, and electronic harmonics that are sonically rich in nutrients guaranteed to give your mind, body, and soul what it needs. Got its start fulfilling broadband dreams through dial-up means in August of 2005 and continues to keep true vibes alive. Imitators with whack music get stomped out like a roach. All this from the poor man's podcast that's lo-fi in approach, but hi-fi in results. Seriously, you need to check this.
Radio BSOTS.
www.bsots.com.
www.bsots.com.
Black and Gold. That was the title track of Sam Sparrow's brand new CD from Modus Vivendi, and we do have a couple copies of the new EP that we will be giving out with the Techno Squirrels CD. Once again, if you are a regular listener or maybe an artist who was featured on the show today, email me at charles@insomniaradio.net to enter into the running. As Black and Gold seemingly describes the night sky and stars, it leads perfectly into Calling You, a track by Cassio, a spiritual funk group out of LA. For some reason, don't ask me why, both tracks remind me of speeding at midnight down Pear Blossom Highway with an ex on the road to Vegas for the first time. I'm sure to them it means something quite a bit different. It sounds like Cassio have a pretty intense live show, so make sure you drop by the Residency at the Silver Lake Lounge all throughout November. Also, please note that Cassio is spelled C-A-S-X-I-O. Following these two was a track called Love Me, Leave Me by Bittersweet Dream, featuring Angie B on vocals. She's a prominent podcaster and musician based out of Long Beach who started off in the local zine scene and as a music director for KUCI in Irvine. She has been involved with several music projects, including Bitstream Dream, but her most popular to date is her current group, Love Spirals, whom are on the verge of putting out a new release. So you can also check out her popular Chillcast show at angieb.com, as well as her bio. There's lots of cool stuff to read there. After the multi-talented Angie was Jim Markunis, our friend who helped bring us several great groups while working for Gorgeous PR here in LA, including most recently Scum of the Earth. This is his electronica hip-hop oriented project called The Crime Syndicate, something that he dabbles with occasionally. The song you heard was called Shining. No tickets this time, but feel free to keep bothering him at jim@jimmarkunis.com. Okay, moving on. We have some increasingly buzzing tracks by Von Iva, Graham Rabbit, and Paul Avion.
On the screen.
I'll say.
Bazooka Joe. Join us this week on Solipsistic Nation when we'll talk with Chevy Sabah and play a retrospective mix from his musical career.
I think it's only in the past 10, 15 years that DJs have become producers in the sense that they don't necessarily have to play any instrument, but they can produce music based on what they want to hear or what they would like to hear, and from there work with musicians or non-musicians. They could just be all software-based kind of music being produced.
Download the best of all genres of electronic music here on Solipsistic Nation.
SOLIPSISTICNation.com.
Would you live forever?
Von Iver. They're a three-piece electro-rock outfit from San Francisco, somewhat in the vein of the Detroit Cobras. They recently released Arrowin Island on Ruby Tower Records and will be performing Down This Direction on September 28th as part of the podcast and new media expo at the Ontario Convention Center. They put together a video promo flyer, which I'll link to in the show notes, so you can get a taste of what is in store for you if you're going. The song you heard here was called LALA, so if you miss them in Ontario, no doubt they'll make this a primary stop on their touring circuit. After Von Iver, you heard Graham Rabbit with In My Book from their brand new album, Radio Angel and the Robot Beats. They're a four-piece from Joshua Tree out in the Mojave Desert who have created a unique sound and identity that so many other groups try so hard to create but fail. Their live shows look to often strike a chord as they occasionally look to have folks dressed up in skin-tight outfits complete with giant rabbit heads, a vision that would have stirred up nightmares for me as a child. Good stuff. Other albums of theirs are Cultivation and Music to Start a Cult To, which they have links for on their Amazon on their site. And this just in, lead singer Jessica Von Rabbit is co-sponsoring a show on Playboy Radio called Playdates. And I recommend their live show at Pioneer Town on October 27th. There should be plenty of giant rabbit costumes there, as it's so close to Halloween. At the end of this pack of great music was the Silver Lake-based musician Paul Avion with his futuristic-themed Pop Music United 2. Originally from New Orleans, Paul came to LA in 2005 and grouped up with the Par Avion Band, a seasoned group of musicians from several large groups you've probably heard of, who helped him refine the recently released Pop Music United EP. Apparently, they're putting the finishing touches on a great new song that you'll be hearing about soon, very reminiscent of World Party. It's called Stand Up, Be a Man, and it will debut on September 17th. So make sure you run to his website after listening to this show to check it out, paulavion.com. Also, you can pick up a CD over at CD Baby, and it apparently has images of Los Angeles in the year 2685 with cryptic messages in a bright green futuristic font. Alright, thanks for listening to the show tonight. It was a blast putting this one together, as there are so many great electronica artists who make this area their home. Last up, we have for you a DJ producer from up in Big Bear Lake in the San Bernardino Mountains, who's been working with electronica, his favorite music style, for at least 20 years. This is the talented X-Train with the song Don't Mess With Me from his new album Girl on the Go. 14 tracks of electronica available now at CD Baby and Intertech Records. Alright all, see you before the end of the month for another session. I hope to have one out before the podcast and new media expo in Ontario, most likely an all-femme installment. Alright, here's X-Train with Don't Mess With Me. Good night. Thank you.
Hello, this is Arnold the Governator talking to you right now, and I have some very important news coming to you right now. You need to listen up, stop what you're doing, listen to what I'm saying. The words that are coming out of my mouth and going into your ears, you need to listen to them very, very nice. I'm talking about PodCamp. PodCamp Southern California. It's coming to my state, and I will not be there, but you must be there. It is going to be the day before the Portable and New Media Expo in Ontario, California, September 27, 2007. That's this year. That's this September. It's coming. You better be there. If you're not, I will hunt you down. It's being sponsored by the Orange County Podcasters and the LA Podcasters. They are very nice folks. I know them personally. Those guys rock. They really rock. And if you do not go, I will find you and take your head and put it between my butt cheeks and squeeze it tight and never pop your head off. So you must go. PodCamp, Southern California. Thursday, September 27th, in Ontario, California. The same place that the Portable and New Media Expo is going to be going on. You need to go there. If you do not go, I will hunt you down. I will. You've seen Predator. I'm a very good hunter. And you can find all the information you ever wanted to know about PodCamp Southern California if you go to podcampsocal.org. O-R-G. No, not what you're thinking. It's not an O-R-G. It's not! But go there. podcampsocal.org. You'll dig it.